Welcome to today's deep dive. We are really thrilled you're here with us.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great topic today.
It is, because today we have a pretty clear mission. We want to shortcut your understanding of what is arguably the holy grail of modern business growth.
The literal holy grail for most companies.
Right. We are talking about how to scale your marketing efforts, your reach, your demand generation, all without linearly scaling your costs or your team size.
Which, you know, is usually the catch.
Exactly. If you ever felt like growing your business just means working harder, staring at more spreadsheets, and hiring more people to do the exact same manual tasks.
It's exhausting just thinking about it.
It really is. So this deep dive is specifically tailored for you. We are looking at how artificial intelligence is fundamentally transforming marketing. It's moving it from what used to be a pure staffing challenge into a highly sophisticated systems challenge.
It's a massive paradigm shift. I mean, yeah. Truly massive. And to guide us through this landscape today, we are unpacking a really comprehensive piece of source material.
Very comprehensive.
Yeah. We're looking at a guide titled How to Scale Your Marketing with AI for Business Growth. This was written by Lauren Popek,
the marketing director at Reach Marketing.
That's right. The one. Published on March 6, 2026. And it serves as just a fantastic granular synthesis of where marketing automation and AI consulting are actually moving the needle today.
I gotta say, I am naturally enthusiastic about anything that feels like a cheat code for business growth. I mean, the idea that you can expand your operations, personalize your outreach, and increase conversions without your overhead just skyrocketing.
It's the ultimate dream.
It is the dream. But I also know we need to look past the shiny object syndrome here. We have to examine the reality of how this actually functions on the ground.
A healthy dose of realism is essential here. It is very easy to get swept up in the hype surrounding artificial intelligence right now.
Oh, for sure. Everyone's talking about it.
Right. But as this guide makes incredibly clear, AI is undeniably powerful, but it requires strategic, well-engineered infrastructure to actually work.
You can't just flip a switch.
Exactly. You don't just plug an AI module into a messy business and suddenly double your revenue overnight. Building the right foundation requires intense intentionality.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand the solution, we first have to really understand the structural limitations of conventional marketing teams. And honestly,
it hits close to home.
It hits incredibly close to home. The core issue, even for advanced teams, is that traditional marketing processes are just so heavily labor intensive.
Mm-hmm.
Think about campaign planning, multivariate testing, cross-channel coordination, and oh man, the endless reporting cycles.
Because reporting alone takes up half the week.
Right. All of these require human time, and human time is a finite resource.
That finite resource is the invisible ceiling on your business.
Yeah.
In a traditional setup, human bandwidth directly throttles your campaign velocity. Popek's guide details these specific bottlenecks perfectly. First, consider manual campaign optimization. If a human analyst has to pull data from three different platforms, load it into a dashboard, decide what isn't working, and manually adjust bids or pause ads.
That takes days.
Exactly. Your improvement cycles are inherently sluggish. Then, factor in the sheer volume of data. As your business scales, your data sets absolutely explode.
They multiply exponentially.
Right. Very quickly, the raw volume of behavioral signals, you know, time on page, scroll depth, micro conversions, email engagement, it becomes mathematically impossible for a human brain.
Or even a whole department of brains.
Even an entire department of human brains to parse and act upon effectively.
I remember a product launch a few years ago where our email team pushed out a massive time-sensitive discount code.
Oh no, I feel a horror story coming.
Oh, it was bad. The email team pushed the code, but the social media team had scheduled posts featuring the old pricing.
Yikes.
We spent 3 days manually cross-checking spreadsheets and issuing refunds just to fix the human error. When cross-channel coordination is fragmented and manual, it just becomes a nightmare.
It's a complete breakdown of the system.
I want you, the listener, to imagine your own to-do list for a moment.
Yeah.
Imagine that every time your business successfully grows, the administrative burden multiplies.
Every single time.
If you double your customer base, you double the segmenting and the reporting. It is like you are on a ship that is growing larger, but it's taking on water.
Right.
And your only solution is to manually bail that water out with buckets.
Which is exhausting.
If the ship gets bigger, you're forced to hire more people with more buckets. What AI does in this context is install a highly sophisticated automated pump system that scales with the size of the vessel.
What's fascinating here is how that automated pump system actually operates under the hood. The guide explains that AI tools don't just run static campaigns faster.
That's what most people think, though.
It is perhaps the most common misconception in the industry today. People think it's just a faster bucket.
Right.
Instead, they create continuous optimization loops based on real-time performance signals. It functions as an adaptive feedback engine.
Okay, so how does the source material break that down?
The guide deconstructs this architecture into three deeply interconnected layers.
Right. The guide spends a lot of time on this three-layer architecture: data, automation, and optimization.
Correct.
But to play devil's advocate for a second here, how is that actually different from the basic automations marketing teams have been using for a decade?
It's a fair question.
Haven't we always had tools that automatically send a welcome email when someone fills out a form or trigger discount code when a cart is abandoned?
That is a crucial distinction to make. Legacy automation is rules-based.
Okay.
It is a simple if this, then that protocol programmed by a human. If X happens, do Y. The three-layer AI architecture moves beyond rules and into predictive learning.
Predictive learning.
Let's break down the layers to see why. The first is the data intelligence layer. This is where the system aggregates all of your first-party customer data, campaign metrics, and behavioral signals into a unified environment.
So pulling everything together.
Yes. And its function isn't just to store data. It's to spot hidden patterns that a human would miss, enabling predictive decision making.
So it's looking at the subtle signals, not just the obvious triggers.
Exactly the point. The second component is the automation layer. This is the execution arm, similar to the legacy tools you mentioned, but operating on a much larger scale.
Doing the heavy lifting.
Right. It handles the operational tasks, deploys the dynamic campaigns, adjusts the bidding strategies, and actively reduces the manual workload.
You got it.
But the real differentiator is the third piece, the optimization layer.
This is where it learns.
Yes. Yeah. This layer autonomously learns from the performance patterns generated by the automation layer.
Okay. Give me an example of that.
If a specific messaging variant is suddenly resonating with a microsegment of users in a particular region, the optimization layer recognizes that trend in real time.
Without anyone checking a dashboard.
Without a human ever touching a dial. It reallocates budget and distribution to capitalize on it immediately. The system refines targeting, messaging, and timing based on actual, real-world response patterns.
Wait, so if I'm understanding this right,
yeah.
Traditional marketing is basically like using a printed map.
I like that analogy.
You chart your course, you set off, and you just hope for the best.
You don't know what's out there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. A printed map cannot tell you that there is a massive traffic jam 2 miles ahead or that a bridge is out. You only find out when you hit the bottleneck.
Right, when it's too late.
This three-layer AI architecture is more like a live GPS system on your phone.
Yes.
It has the data intelligence to see the traffic ahead of time, the automation to actually guide your car, and the optimization to constantly reroute you for the absolute best, fastest outcome based on changing real-world conditions.
The GPS analogy captures the dynamic perfectly because the system is constantly rerouting and learning from every single interaction. The entire marketing apparatus actually becomes more efficient as it scales.
More traffic equals more data.
Which equals better routing. This is the exact opposite of the traditional model, where more scale usually equals more friction and overhead.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. Let's look at the practical application. If the AI is this live GPS constantly rerouting us, what does that actually look like when you sit down at your desk to launch a campaign?
Right, the day-to-day.
The guide highlights predictive analytics as the ultimate game changer here.
Predictive analytics essentially ends the era of relying purely on retrospective analysis.
Looking in the rearview mirror.
Exactly. Traditionally, marketers launch a campaign, wait 30 days, pull a report, and try to guess why it succeeded or failed.
It's just guesswork.
AI models flip that timeline entirely. They evaluate historical engagement patterns and purchase signals to forecast outcomes before a campaign even goes live.
That is wild.
You can forecast your return on investment based on current market conditions.
And the guide mentions anticipating churn, which feels like an absolute superpower. How is it actually doing that?
It looks at the velocity of microbehaviors. A human account manager might only notice a client is unhappy when they send a cancellation email.
Which is way too late to save them.
Right. But the AI's data intelligence layer notices that the client's average session duration in your software has dropped by 14% over 3 weeks.
Ah.
Their email open rate has slowed down, and they haven't visited the knowledge base.
The subtle clues.
The AI flags this account as high churn risk and automatically triggers a personalized retention sequence, offering targeted support or a check-in call weeks before the customer even consciously decides to leave.
Wow. It allows you to concentrate your resources on the exact opportunities or risks that will impact revenue.
Exactly.
It shifts the entire department from a reactive posture to a proactive one. And then we have to talk about the biggest bottleneck of all.
Content.
Content production. Producing blog articles, social media variations, ad copy, video scripts. It consumes massive amounts of human time.
Unbelievable amounts of time.
But as the guide points out, AI-assisted creation acts as a highly scalable engine. We're talking about using AI to generate multiple first-draft marketing assets, spin dozens of social media variations from one core piece of thought leadership,
yes,
and instantly localize messaging for different geographic markets and cultural contexts. You can increase your output tenfold without expanding your editorial team.
We must include a very crucial caveat from the source material regarding content, however.
Very important point, yes.
The guide explicitly states that AI is not replacing marketing professionals.
Good news for everyone listening.
Right. When evaluating where AI delivers the greatest ROI, the guide categorizes content production and campaign execution as high-impact areas for AI.
The execution part.
Yes. But strategic planning, brand storytelling, and high-level messaging are firmly categorized as moderate impact.
Meaning, the machine can write the bulk of the words, but it doesn't know what story the company actually needs to tell.
Human expertise remains absolutely essential. You still need seasoned human judgment for the overarching market strategy, defining the unique brand voice, and providing rigorous editorial oversight.
So it's a partnership.
AI accelerates the drafting and the tedious repurposing of assets, but true creativity, empathy, and strategic nuance still require a human architect.
The AI is the tireless junior assistant writing the thousands of variations, but you are still the editor-in-chief.
I love that, editor-in-chief.
It means you spend your time shaping the narrative and studying the market instead of staring at a blank Google Doc.
Which is much higher leverage work.
And that capability leads right into the next major application. Personalization at scale. We are finally moving away from the old broadcast model, where you send the exact same generic message to your entire database and moving toward what the guide calls an individualized experience engine.
Manually tailoring the customer journey for tens of thousands of users is a physical impossibility for a human team.
Can't be done.
But with machine intelligence, you can dynamically adjust the entire brand experience based on granular behavioral signals. The source provides compelling examples of this in action.
Walk us through one.
Imagine a B2B buyer visiting a software company's website. On their first visit, they read a blog post about inventory management.
Okay.
When they return 3 days later, the AI dynamically alters the website's homepage hero image to feature inventory solutions.
Just for them.
Just for them. It reorganizes the navigation menu to prioritize case studies in that sector and triggers a highly personalized email sequence addressing specific inventory pain points.
That is incredible.
You are delivering hyper-relevant experiences tailored to each user's immediate intent signals.
So what does this all mean for a business that is actually trying to implement this tomorrow? Because honestly, while the customized website experience sounds incredible, piecing all of these capabilities together sounds like an absolute operational nightmare.
It can be.
If I go out and buy 10 different AI tools for copywriting, email, and analytics, aren't I just creating more chaos?
You are absolutely creating more chaos if you approach it as a tool buying exercise. The guide makes it very clear. Buying isolated, fragmented software applications does not work.
You just get a messy tech stack.
Sustainable growth requires building an integrated infrastructure. You need a cohesive technology stack.
Where do you even start?
At the foundation of this stack, you need a customer data platform, commonly referred to as a CDP.
A CDP, right.
This system centralizes all of your behavioral data, purchase history, customer support tickets, and demographics into one single source of truth.
So everything talks to each other.
Without a unified CDP, your AI tools are essentially flying blind, operating on incomplete fragments of the customer journey.
Makes sense.
Once that data is centralized, you tie the CDP into your AI-powered marketing automation platforms to execute the campaigns, and your predictive analytics engines to evaluate the behavior patterns.
This raises an important question, though. What happens when a company rushes this? What are the actual operational risks if the implementation goes sideways?
This raises an important question indeed. The operational risks are severe, and the guide does not shy away from them.
It's not all sunshine and rainbows.
Not at all. Poor implementation can actually create massive inefficiencies and damage your brand reputation. If you over-automate your processes and remove all human oversight, you risk terrible brand inconsistency.
Like the AI going rogue.
Basically. The AI might generate and publish content that is tone-deaf or completely off-brand. Furthermore, there are serious data privacy vulnerabilities if your automated data collection systems aren't properly secured and governed in compliance with modern privacy laws.
There was one specific risk highlighted in the Q&A section of the source material that really caught my attention.
Oh, the data hygiene piece.
Yes, they identified the absolute biggest challenge in adopting AI for marketing, and it isn't the cost or the learning curve. It comes down to data quality, or what they specifically call data hygiene.
The old adage holds true, garbage in, garbage out.
Yep.
The AI is only as intelligent as the structured data feeding it. If your CRM is filled with bad data duplicate records, outdated contact information, fractured behavioral tracking where a single user is logged as three different people.
Which happens all the time.
All the time. It absolutely destroys the predictive models.
It breaks the whole system.
The machine learning algorithms will identify false patterns in the messy data and make confidently incorrect decisions at massive scale.
Give us an example of how that plays out.
For example, bad data might cause the system to identify a loyal, high-spending customer as a churn risk.
Oh, boy.
And it automatically sends them an aggressive, margin-destroying discount code they didn't even need.
You just gave away free money because of duplicate records.
Exactly. Data hygiene isn't just a tedious housekeeping task. It is the fundamental prerequisite for AI to function.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, implementing all of this successfully isn't just about buying a new software suite. It requires a fundamental rewiring of the organizational chart itself.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, you're exactly right. The source material dives deep into this organizational shift.
Because the old way was so segmented.
Traditional marketing teams are usually heavily siloed by channel. You have the email team over here, the paid social media team over there, and the SEO team operating in their own bubble.
And they barely talk to each other.
Right. But AI tools operate across all of those channels simultaneously to create a unified customer journey.
So the silos have to come down.
Consequently, organizations have to shift towards systems-based structures. This requires deep cross-channel integration.
And what does that mean for the people doing the work?
It demands a shift in hiring. Prioritizing highly technical marketing roles, specialists in marketing operations, automation architecture, and data analytics.
The architects, like we talked about.
Yes. The entire workflow design transitions from manual monthly reporting cycles to an environment of real-time intelligence and rapid continuous experimentation.
As we adapt our teams to this new reality, we really have to stay grounded in how we measure real success. Because playing with cutting-edge technology isn't the end goal.
It's just a tool.
The guide stresses that tangible business outcomes are the only metrics that matter. Are we actually seeing a reduction in our overall customer acquisition costs?
Right.
Are conversion rates improving? And critically, how is our lead qualification accuracy?
That's the real test.
It is. The real test is whether the AI is actually finding us warmer leads. Taking those early marketing qualified leads, or MQLs, the people just browsing around and downloading white papers and successfully nurturing them until they show real buying intent.
Moving them down the funnel.
Becoming sales qualified leads, or SQLs, that the sales team can actually close. Ultimately, every piece of this AI infrastructure has to tie directly back to marketing generated revenue growth.
And when it does serve that purpose and drive revenue, the long-term implications are staggering for the broader market.
Staggering in what way?
Businesses that successfully implement this AI marketing infrastructure early are building a profound, almost insurmountable, long-term competitive moat.
A moat. I like that.
This happens because the advantages of machine learning compound over time. As your automated systems run, they continuously accumulate more proprietary data.
The snowball effect.
Exactly. That data constantly refines your continuous learning models, making your personalization algorithms stronger, your ad targeting sharper, and your predictive insights faster.
So you just keep getting better.
Over a span of 2 or 3 years, your system becomes exponentially smarter and more efficient than a traditional competitor who is still relying on manual analysis and disjointed tools.
They can't keep up.
The competitive gap widens automatically every single day, making it incredibly difficult for late adopters to ever catch up.
So to synthesize the overarching insight here from Lauren Popek's guide,
mm-hmm.
AI is not arriving to replace you as a strategic marketer. It acts as a powerful augmentation layer.
Augmentation is the key word.
It absorbs the heavy lifting of repetitive execution, multivariate testing, massive data parsing, and continuous optimization.
Taking the robotic work out of human hands.
Exactly. And it does this so that human beings can elevate their focus to the things machines cannot do. Genuine creativity, overarching market strategy, deep customer empathy, and compelling brand storytelling.
It fundamentally transforms business scale into a systems equation rather than a headcount equation.
As you close this out and get back to your day, we want you to take a hard look at your own workflow.
Highly recommend doing this.
Look at your team's daily tasks for the upcoming week. Ask yourself which of these activities are just manual reporting cycles, tedious data entry, or repetitive execution.
Find the buckets.
And more importantly, how can you begin the process of transitioning those specific bottlenecks into real-time intelligence systems powered by AI?
I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over, building on everything we've explored today.
Hear it.
If artificial intelligence completely levels the playing field for content production, campaign execution, and hyper-personalization,
right.
If eventually every single business on Earth has the architecture to generate perfect copy, optimal timing, and flawless targeting at massive scale.
When perfection is the baseline.
Exactly. What becomes the ultimate differentiator for your brand?
Oh, that's a great question.
In a future where operational perfection is entirely commoditized and automated by machines, does raw, unfiltered human vulnerability and highly unscalable offline human connection become the most premium, irreplaceable asset a business can offer?
Wow. That is a phenomenal question to chew on as we navigate this transition. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you walk away with a much sharper understanding of how to build your own engine for scalable, intelligent growth. Keep exploring the data. Keep testing new ideas, and most important, stay curious.